What do comic books, Woody Guthrie, and Charles Schulz have to do with each other? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edward Shannon, professor of literature at the Ramapo College of New Jersey, describes an interesting time in comic book history and how all these pieces fit together.
In January 1948, folk singer Woody Guthrie, his career near its end, was still writing. He composed two works that month, both unpublished during his lifetime. His song, Deportee, was later covered by scores of artists. His magazine article, Comics That Ain't Funny, responds to 1947 comic book Is This Tomorrow? America Under Communism, a cautionary, apocalyptic tale of the U.S. after communist revolution. At the time, parents and teachers feared that comics encouraged crime, ruined eyesight, and preached fascism. 1943's The Teacher and the Comics from Minnesota's Catechetical Educational Society describes a bizarre scene. Fifth-grade pupils staged a mock funeral. The children shredded their comics, placed them in caskets, lowered them into graves, burned them, and covered the remains with dirt. Despite such grim efforts, a smoldering paper trail still exposes unlikely coincidences. Catechetical Society comic censors became comics propagandists, publishing millions of copies of Is This Tomorrow? One ended up in the hands of Woody Guthrie, who looked in vain for the name of the artist. Remarkably, the Society had hired a then-unknown Minnesota cartoonist, Charles Schulz, who anonymously lettered dialogue in English, Spanish, and French editions, and drew the climactic panels of Is This Tomorrow? 3 years before creating Peanuts. Comics That Ain't Funny speaks from an era of anti-comics and anti-communist hysteria. Guthrie and Schulz cross paths for just a second, one artist receding, the other emerging, two American icons in a world of comic censorship ready to explode in the 1950s.
That was Edward Shannon of the Ramapo College of New Jersey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.